Well, now the Treasury has agreed that this is a good, solid move. We've agreed to make the pension payment back more speedily. We've agreed to increase it in outer years. And we've agreed also, instead of making it up to 80% of the pension funded, we're going to fund it to 85% of the pension funded. So right now, the various interest groups, AFSCME, the teachers, the people affected, are very happy, especially the fact that we didn't go into state employees, negotiated settlements with state employees, 2% cost of living, merits. That's a $150 million item that we could have cut out and avoided taking the pension. We kept the increases intact, we kept the COLAs intact, and I think everybody's very happy with the solution.
Any comment on the decision to prevent the going forward with the phosphorus regulations through the budget as opposed to through regular legislation?
No, we're going to do it either way, either through the budget or through the through legislation. Senator Mathias has got legislation in front of the Environmental Health Committee, and the chairman's ready to move forward on that. But we're going to see how it works in the budget language. We think the budget language is appropriate, and we've got almost all parties signed off on the language. And if that works, if it's agreed to in both the houses, the Senate and the House, and goes forward to the governor, fine, we'll leave the bill in the drawer. But if it doesn't, if somehow it gets separated from the budget, then the chairman of the committee is prepared to move the bill forward on the Senate, and it'll pass out of the Senate.